In the workplace, we most commonly associate impairment with the use of alcohol. Someone who is impaired due to the use of alcohol may be slurring their words, incoherent in their speech, glassy-eyed, disoriented, and physically uncoordinated. Now, these are symptoms we readily recognize and commonly associate with alcohol impairment. However, these exact symptoms would also be exhibited by someone who was under the influence of low blood sugar. Now, this is why someone in this condition is often arrested for intoxication when in fact they are experiencing a medical emergency. Of course, in the workplace, we are also very concerned about impairment that is associated with the use of illicit drugs, and we invest much time and energy in drug testing. However, over-the-counter drugs like cough suppressants and pain medication are known to cause impairment, as are prescribed medications like antidepressants and hypnotics for sleep. Someone who isn't sleeping well may be using one or all of these medications and may be subject to significant impairment that would affect their ability to be safe and productive at work. Yet this person would be outside the usual workplace impairment protocols. I encourage you to consider all possible causes of impairment, and remember that when you sleep better, you feel better and work better.